Ever just find yourself daydreaming about ditching the whole 9-to-5 thing, you know, getting paid to just like live your passion?
All the time.
Right. Well, get ready to have your mind blown, because today we are diving deep, and I mean deep, into the world of monetization. We'll be breaking down this blog post, and get this, the title, it's a lot, 4DQ's 5 Proven Ways to Monetize Your Passion, episode 46X Empire.
Oh.
I know, right?
Catchy.
Super catchy, and apparently we're in for a wild ride, because this hairy character who wrote it, they seem to know a thing or two. But okay, before we get ahead of ourselves, what does monetization actually mean these days?
Well, you know, it's definitely evolved. I mean, it's not just about slapping some ads on a website or charging for, like, every little thing you create. Think about it this way. Let's say you're passionate about something, photography, writing, maybe even coding, whatever monetization is, about finding ways to package that skill, that passion, and actually deliver it to people who are willing to pay for it.
It's like taking your talent and turning it into a legit business.
Exactly. You're recognizing the value you bring to the table.
Right.
Right. And then finding these creative ways to share it with the world. But, and this is important, also making it sustainable for yourself.
Okay. Love that sustainable passion.
Yeah.
So this blog we're looking at, it lays out a bunch of these so-called proven methods for monetization. Should we take a look, break them down one by one?
Let's do it.
All right. So first up, we've got the classic advertising. We've all seen them. YouTube ads, those sponsored posts on Instagram.
Yeah.
Even those like blink and you'll miss it banner ads on blogs.
Oh, yeah. The good old days.
Right. But they're still around for a reason.
For a reason. Exactly. It's simple. You build a big enough audience, an engaged audience, you can actually generate a decent amount of passive income. But, and this is key, it's not some get rich quick scheme. Like, at all. You need a substantial following to make real money from ads. And let's be real, nobody really enjoys being bombarded with ads all the time.
Yeah, it's a total balance.
Yeah.
Right, you got to keep your audience happy, but also keep the lights on.
Exactly. It's a delicate dance.
A delicate dance is a great way to put it. Okay, so advertising, it's a numbers game, but you don't want to scare away your loyal fans with a ton of promo stuff. Gotcha. What's next?
Let's talk subscriptions.
Ooh, subscriptions.
It's all the rage, right?
It really is.
Think about it. How does Netflix keep you hooked?
So many shows, never enough time.
Right. It's that consistent, high-quality content delivered through a subscription model. It's about getting people excited for what's coming next.
Okay, so it's like that exclusive club strategy. You mean like those Patreon accounts creators set up, or like premium memberships for online communities and stuff?
Exactly, you got it. But the thing is, with subscriptions, you're building a dedicated fan base, right?
Makes sense.
It's like a relationship, you know? You need to keep delivering that top-notch content, those valuable services that keep people coming back for more month after month.
No pressure.
Yeah, no pressure, right. But that's the game. High stakes, high reward.
Okay, so subscriptions, you're building a relationship. Got it. But what if you're someone who wants to, you know, be their own boss, sell something directly, like create your own product or service?
Now you're talking. That's turning your passion into a full-fledged business. But fair warning, that usually takes more upfront investment, a lot more effort.
For sure.
Think about it. Handmade jewelry, creating online courses, maybe you offer personalized coaching sessions, the sky's the limit. But, and this is a big but,
it really is a whole other level. Okay, so creating your own products, going full-on entrepreneur. But before we get ahead of ourselves again, this blog post, it also talks about affiliate programs.
Mm.
And honestly, that whole thing, affiliate marketing, it's always seemed kind of mysterious to me. How does that even work?
Okay, imagine this. You're recommending a restaurant to a friend.
Right? Okay, yeah, I do that all the time.
Right, so they go, they have an amazing meal. Based on your recommendation, you earn some serious foodie cred, right?
Okay.
But flip that around. They go, the food is terrible. It kind of reflects poorly on your judgment. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd never hear the end of it.
Exactly. Affiliate marketing, it's kind of like that. You're recommending products or services that you genuinely like, believe in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if your audience, they make a purchase through your special link, your affiliate link, you earn a commission.
So it's all about trust, really. You're putting your name on the line, vouching for this product to your audience.
100%. Transparency is key here. Don't just go promoting anything for a quick buck. Find those brands, those products that you actually align with, that you believe in, and your audience will pick up on that authenticity.
Makes sense. It's like a win-win for everyone.
Yeah.
Speaking of win-win situations, this blog post, it also touches on crowdfunding, which I don't know, it just feels like it has so much potential.
Oh, for sure. Crowdfunding, it's really blown up in the past few years, and for good reason. It's a way to tap into that collective energy, that generosity of a community to bring these amazing projects to life.
I love that.
Think about it. Those Kickstarter campaigns for like indie films or GoFundMe initiatives for important causes. You even have artists using it to fund their next album.
Wow. So it's like the ultimate vote of confidence from your audience. Mm-hmm. They believe in what you're doing so much that they're willing to put their money where their mouth is.
Mm, exactly. Crowdfunding, it's really leveled the playing field.
Yeah.
You know, it's given creators, especially, a way to bypass those traditional gatekeepers and just like make their dreams happen. And, you know, I've been following this world for a while. And one thing that's really interesting is how crowdfunding has shifted. It used to be mostly for passion projects, but now it's becoming a legitimate business model.
Wow, that's a game changer. Okay, so we've covered a bunch of different monetization strategies here. Advertising, subscriptions, creating your own products, affiliate programs, crowdfunding. And honestly, I'm inspired.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have to admit, the whole turning my passion into profit thing, it can feel kind of daunting. You know what I mean? Like, where do you even begin?
I hear you.
Thankfully, though, this blog post doesn't leave us hanging. Our friend Harry provides some real-world inspiration, too. And get this, these are names you definitely know. Bella Porch, Cobby Lame, and the mastermind behind GoPro, Nick Woodman.
What's interesting to me is how different their journeys have been. It just goes to show that there's no magic formula, you know? There's no one-size-fits-all approach to this monetization thing. It's about finding what works for you, your skills, your audience, your passions.
Love that. Okay, so should we dive into some of these success stories? Because I'm dying to know, like, how did they actually do it?
Let's do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so Bella Porch, talk about a glow up. She went from viral lip sync queen on TikTok to like a legit chart topping musician.
Right, it's incredible.
Seriously, I remember when her videos were like all over my For You page, and now she's collaborating with these huge artists, selling out stadiums. It's wild.
It just shows you the power of authenticity and really connecting with an audience in a genuine way. But it's also about strategy. She leveraged her massive TikTok following to launch her music career, and it worked. She basically built her own launch pad for her dreams.
Okay, that's amazing. And then there's Cobby Lame. Okay, I have to admit, I am obsessed with his videos. It's just, like, who knew that reacting to those overly complicated life hack videos, you know, the ones with the, like, 20 steps when you could just use a pair of scissors.
Yeah.
Who knew that reacting to those with just a look, with that signature expression, could be so entertaining and so profitable?
Right. Cobby's success is all about tapping into something universal humor. It transcends language. It's brilliant. He sees a trend, those absurd life hack videos, and he offers this refreshingly simple, hilarious alternative. Genius, really.
It's like he's saying, come on, people, we're all thinking it without saying a word.
Yep.
And the internet, we ate it up.
Oh, we did. We really did.
Yeah.
And then you have Nick Woodman. This is a whole other level. He turned his love for extreme sports adventure into a global tech empire. GoPro. Talk about aligning your passion with what the market needs.
It's like the ultimate do what you love and the money will follow. The story. Except it's actually true in this case.
Totally. What's so inspiring about Woodman's journey is that he saw a problem nobody could easily capture, those high-quality, immersive shots during action sports. In GoPro, it wasn't just about selling a camera, right? It was about selling a feeling, an experience. He gave people a way to share their adventures with the world, and people connected with that on a huge scale.
It's incredible, right? Like, these people saw a need, they saw an opportunity, and they just went for it. But I have to imagine, for every Bella Porch and Cobby Lame out there, there are like a million other people with tons of talent who haven't quite cracked the code.
Oh, absolutely. Success stories like theirs, they're inspiring, but they can also feel a bit, you know, intimidating for those of us who are just starting out.
Totally. So for those of us who aren't quite ready to quit our day jobs and, you know, launch a global empire, thankfully, Harry offers some really practical advice, like little things we can start doing today to, you know, dip our toes into the monetization waters.
And it all starts with knowing your audience, right?
Yeah.
You got to figure out who you're trying to reach, what they're interested in, what problems they might be facing.
Okay, yeah. Give the people what they want, right? But how do you actually figure out what that is in the first place? I feel like that's where I always get stuck.
It's all about research. Talk to your audience, engage with them, ask questions, see what's working for other creators in your niche. And these days, there are so many tools available. Analytics, dashboards, social media insights. You can even do online surveys.
Okay, so you don't necessarily have to, like, cold call your followers.
Exactly. You can gather data and insights without being like super intrusive. Think of it as having a conversation with your audience, but like through data.
Data-driven creativity. Yeah. I can get behind that. Okay. So we know our audience. We're making stuff. They're actually interested in what's next.
One thing Harry stresses is diversifying your income streams. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's like classic advice.
Right. Because imagine relying solely on like ad revenue and then suddenly your audience drops or the algorithm changes or who knows, maybe the platform you're using goes kaput. That's happened before.
It has happened before and it will probably happen again.
Yeah.
So yeah, that makes total sense. Don't rely on just one thing.
Exactly. Spread those bets. Try different approaches. Maybe you combine advertising with a Patreon account, or you offer some exclusive content alongside your regular stuff. There are so many ways to get creative and find what works best for you.
So it's all about finding that sweet spot where your passion aligns with what people are willing to pay for. Which, honestly, that's pretty inspiring when you think about it.
It is. It's like this whole new world of opportunity has opened up.
It really has. But speaking of opportunities, I have to say, I noticed something kind of funny about this blog post. Like, it's all about turning passions into profit, which is great. But it also feels like it's low-key trying to sell us something at the same time. Did you pick up on that?
Ah, yes, the meta-narrative. Very clever.
All right. This whole time, we're learning about monetization, but we're also, like, being monetized in a way. It makes you think, right? What does this say about the relationship between entertainment and making money today? I mean, they're so intertwined these days.
It's a dance, that's for sure. On one hand, it just shows you how important it is to be media savvy these days, like understanding how information is presented, even if it's disguised as, you know, pure entertainment. We have to be savvy consumers.
So we don't get accidentally hypnotized by some cleverly disguised sales pitch.
Exactly. But on the other hand, it really highlights how creators today, they have these incredible new ways to weave their passions and their businesses together. It's not necessarily a bad thing. It can feel very authentic and natural when it's done well.
I think it really comes down to transparency then.
100%.
Wow, who knew that like a deep dive into a blog post about monetization would lead to such profound insights about, well, everything.
Sometimes those unexpected detours lead to the most interesting destinations.
They really do. And on that note, we've reached the end of our monetization journey, for now anyway. There's always more to explore.